Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and once again we're going back in Bugle time. Today we're going back to November 2016. The world had only just stopped celebrating the return of the Bugle podcast after a slightly longer than planned hiatus, and with no John Oliver, than it was left reeling by the result of the American election. Hari Kondabolu and I tried to make sense of a world that had allowed the words President and Trump to stand next to each other in the same phrase. Top story this week, and, well, as we have touched on already, it is the 2016 US presidential election, or to give it its now official title, What the Unholy F*** Just Happened. I don't know quite how you are processing this motherload of electoralism, Hori. I mean, personally, I was trying to watch England play a test match in India, whilst this was unfolding, and for the first time in my life, I found it really quite hard to concentrate on the cricket. I mean, that puts it in context. It was 4 a.m, and you know, I could barely even concentrate on Alastair Cook batting as if he was a hardcore Hillary Clinton fan. It was not an easy morning for Cook. So what? I mean, you mentioned the icy coldness of the streets of Brooklyn. Had you considered this was, you know, even a vague possibility? Because every time I thought of it, I thought, no, I know we had Brexit, but this is as Trump himself said, this is Brexit plus plus plus. Surely America can't do the same. But I mean, what went wrong? It's been basically an 18-month viral mutation of democracy that appears to have infected the entire voting system of America.
I mean, first of all, maybe I vaguely imagined this, and what would happen when I went down that path and I imagined the possibility of a President Trump, I thought to myself, Hari, you just have so much imagination for the day. Why waste it on something that will definitely not happen? So many people in this country drank the Trump Kool-Aid that I'm wondering if that Trump Kool-Aid was mixed into the water supply. Because there's no other logical way that they could vote for this human being.
Right.
Oh, wait, racism.
Oh, right, okay.
I forgot about the racism. the election results also give us statistical proof of how racist our country is. We now have the numbers.
Right. So but it's 47% racist. Is that essentially what you're saying?
Wasn't it? It's more like 49%, wasn't it?
I don't know. It depends how Gary Johnson's fans are fitting into that.
That's
into
right.
That spectrum.
Right.
I mean, the extraordinary thing is that, and we haven't really fully told our listeners the story, so for anyone who's missed the news, the winner on Tuesday and new president-elect of the States of America is, spoiler alert, the undisputed Beethoven of bigotry, the Michelangelo of misogyny, the Pablo Picasso of parochial prejudice, the Homer of hate-mongering, the Vincent van Gogh of the vindictive, the Daniel Defoe of divisive demagoguery, the Shakespeare of shit-stirring. I think I've made the point. Oh, there's another one coming. The Carly Rae Jepsen of crackpot reactionary jive. Jepsen belongs in that list. I stand by that. And the amazing thing is, he did everything within his power to make himself as unelectable as possible. He gave a performance of Nadia Comaneci-style perfection in his How to Do Everything to Lose an Election routine, but it wasn't enough. How much of this do you think came down to the fact that the one thing he was unable to do anything about in his admirable quest to do everything not to become president and make himself unelectable was the fact that he was up against Hillary Clinton? That seemed to be the one obstacle Trump could never fully overcome.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was hard for him to lose when Hillary Clinton, is seen as so unlikable. A lot of that has to do with sexism. Much of that has to do with sexism and also racism of hating Barack Obama for 8 years. Part of me wonders if there's a percentage of people that don't understand how to vote. Like, do they think they punch out all the holes except the one they want elected? Is there maybe, I've been trying to figure out other explanations for this. Or did people just show up and urinate on the ballot and hand it in and people knew that was a Trump vote? Like, how, I don't know how else this could have happened other than that. I mean, it just, you know, look, certainly Hillary Clinton's, her record is a bit spotty, and the reason for that is that she's been in politics for several decades. So that's what happens when you're in politics for several decades. Bad things happen during that time, and I think Trump was able to exploit that as well as a very fascinating method of explaining things to people, which is saying nothing but repeating it over and over and over again until it sticks.
Right. And this does seem to be the future. This is my deep concern with this, is this appears to be the future of democracy. And we've seen Trump, bragging about sexual assault, but maybe that's not going to be enough in future elections. People are going to have to take it further. They're going to be candidates in, 2024 or 2028 deliberately leaking footage of themselves saying, yeah, ice pick to the back of the head, you should have seen his face.
Oh, my God.
It's tough time for America.
I'm trying to come up with words, Andy. I mean, I'm just seeing how this could potentially, I mean, I know you dealt with Brexit, but it almost feels like I would want a Al Murray type figure. I would want somebody who everybody voted for because they thought he was the pub landlord and then gets elected. And it's like, no, it's Oxford educated Al Murray.
So you're saying you hope Trump is just a character act?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that would be ideal. I would like him to rip off his face on the opening of the inauguration. I want him, I want him to rip off his face during the inauguration, and I want Andy Kaufman to appear.
I think, that would be great for TV ratings.
Just the ripping off the face alone, I think.
I still don't fully understand from Hillary Clinton's point of view, and clearly there were some off-puttingly tumescent question marks, not just hovering over her head, but fully roosting in her hair. But it still does not completely explain why, it seems millions and millions and millions of Americans Hillary Clinton was not so much a viable potential president as...
The spawn of Beelzebub, the source of all evil, the de facto Mrs. O. Bin Laden, a card-carrying Campbell who wants to eat your children like a hot dog and charge you for the ketchup, the self-styled woman responsible for the eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980 and the Wall Street crash of 1929, Lenin's new girlfriend.
But it's hard to that, and I guess that explains why... You know, as they keep saying with democracy, the people have spoken. This is the will of the people. But the thing is, in democracy, when the people speak, it is largely incomprehensible. And looking at the results, what the people of America have essentially said is, we very, very, very marginally prefer Hillary, but without any real conviction and in a geographically unhelpful way. So these are strange times, and it is hard to escape the sensation that America, what America's essentially done, Hari, is vote for a Halloween pumpkin. Orange, scary, hollow on the inside. Actually, that's a bit unfair on the pumpkin. Halloween pumpkins do often have at least a flicker of light.
Andy, I'll say that your analysis is very astute, but it is not making me feel better.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that was, I didn't realize come to see me as some kind of doctor or shrink. There are protests now. The anti-Trump protests in New York and many other cities. I don't know if have you joined in with Lady Gaga and the rest.
Well, yesterday I was on Madison Avenue around 36th, 35th Street, and I saw the incredible rally of young people marching in the street, stopping traffic. I didn't see an end in sight to these young people walking towards the Trump Tower, demanding justice. And it was a beautiful sight. And I saw it and walked in the opposite direction because I had to get to a podcast. But I spiritually never left them. My soul was there.
Right.
And was carried the whole
there
way.
There is a certain irony in these protests, in this democracy-loving country, people refusing to accept the results of the election, the results of an election whose results were threatened not to be accepted by the man whose acceptance of those results is now being protested by people not accepting the results. This is democracy really disappearing extremely fast up its own arse. Hari, are there any positives that you can take from this as an American of a non-Trumpian persuasion?
Yes, before I just want to tell you the most devastating quote that I... Is that okay if I just... The most devastating quote that I...
This show is all about devastating quotes.
The quote that hurt me the most was, maybe America is not ready for democracy. Do you know who said that, Andy? Do you know who said that?
Oh, I don't know.
The nation of Iraq. The nation of Iraq said that.
Well, after listening to that, I know exactly what you're thinking. You want to find out what's happened to the world since then? Well, why not listen to a newer episode of The Bugle, available via thebuglepodcast.com and elsewhere on the internet.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.